Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out. Educating Joel with Joel and Jules.
This is where we turn to you guys, the Coffs Coast, because this one is actually an Educating Joel segment, but with a twist.
Yeah, it is. What is it, the topic that it's on, or the fact that we open up the lines
for
everyone?
We open up the lines for everyone, yeah.
Yeah, before it was just me making the verdict. I've found out that I am quite a fence hitter.
Yeah.
So there might be someone that straight out says one thing, you know? Like Mina, when she said, you're scaring this girl off
When I sent the video message.
Yeah, anyway.
I wasn't scaring her off. That's a whole different story in itself. I don't know why people come up to me specifically for relationship advice.
Mm.
It's like going to Joseph Fritzl for parenting advice.
That is very strange that they do that.
Well, I got, what do I know? You know what I mean? I'm their sounding board. What, you find that funny?
Well, I wouldn't compare it to Joseph Fritzl.
Parenting skills.
But you have only had the one relationship and it was a 6 month.
Well, I think it's because Tools, I'm a good listener.
So who the hell was coming to you for advice?
A friend from Adelaide who's in a toxic relationship.
Okay.
And by toxic, and I'm not over-exaggerating here, it's been going on for quite some time, years now, and I had never seen him happy and I've never seen her happy, and that's not me judging.
Mm.
That's from him telling me that's the way they both feel.
Yeah.
It's over a long period of time, whether it would be him not being able to do always what he wants to do, her not feeling comfortable in the relationship as well. So it's not just what she's doing. He's doing the wrong thing as well.
Okay.
I think that has to be said.
So how long have they been together?
6 years now.
Okay.
So it's a long time.
So it's like they're just hanging on for the comfort factor.
Sure.
Sometimes when you accumulate a lot of things, you're sharing a house, you might share a pet, you might even have a child.
Yeah, it's right.
You know?
And there's a difference between being alone and lonely.
Of course.
You know, and I think the fear of being lonely might be getting to him.
Yeah, okay.
And so come to me for advice, but I don't know what to do because my advice would be finish, end. That's it. No more.
And that's hard for people. Because, and I get that. I have something like that at
the
moment.
You're in the same thing.
Yeah, with someone that was more after the idea or the things. Wanted the house. Wanted the kids.
Everything.
Wanted that. Yeah. Rather than actually being in love with that person going, actually, this is the person, you know, because sometimes it's hard to find that person. And you do.
Very.
People like the company and whatever.
Sure.
And, you know, I said, well, did you really think you were going to end up with this person? And they said, well, no, I wanted this and that and that. And I said, well, and sometimes that is the hard reality of it.
Sure. You often say when we first caught up, there is no fear of being lonely. I mean, you just want to be with your partner.
Yeah.
But I think that's not the case for a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's right. So for me, I actually really enjoyed coming out of a relationship
of
and having that time, figuring out myself, doing whatever the hell I wanted without considering someone else.
Oh, it's good
you
sometimes.
You know, it was awesome and I was loving life. And then I did meet Adam, and I was like, oh, no, this is a guy that I really want to be with.
Sure.
Like, I can't not have that guy in my life.
Yes.
And that was hard because I knew that was the end of my time to myself together, by myself.
Geez, that's a little selfish.
But at the same time, I can do whatever, you know, because I'm with that type of person where I am so free to be able to do what I want.
And that's what I think that Peter is looking for in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just dropped his name. But he can't quite do it. 13, 12, 16, we're taking it to the lines right now. Am I meant to tell him wholeheartedly exactly that? Or do I hold back on the advice? Why is he coming to me for it in the first place?
Do you tell a person that's in a toxic relationship, just end it? That's what we're asking this morning.
And it has to be meaningful. Don't fluff it about just to get the double pass. It's Joel and Tools, Hit 105.5, 13, 12, 16 this morning. Jules, you're our first caller. You've got some wise words for my friend Peter. What do you think, Jules?
I think, you know, because he considers you such a good friend and he values your advice, he's coming to you, but it's also because he really already knows the answer himself.
Ah, yes.
And if he just wants someone to back him up and say, do you know what, just do it.
So he wants me to hold his hand and tell him what he already knows in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, yeah. People, especially if they've been in a situation for a long time, they already know it's bad. They already know they're unhappy, but they don't have be fairly scared, like you say, to be alone. And, you know, it's hard because you give bad advice. If it goes badly, then, you know, you don't want your relationship.
That's right, Jules, and it's just better to, like, make that call rather than delaying it. Get it done now, and then you can start processing it and moving on, and you can find happiness sooner.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jules. And I think just saying to him, look, you know, what are the good things about the relationship? What are the bad things?
Yeah, there are the pros and the cons.
There are no good things at all. Thank you, Jules, for your call. I wish I could find the good things. I don't know where they are at the moment.
So, firstly, on 13, 12, 16, we've got to say happy birthday, Caitlin.
Woohoo!
Oh, thank you.
Very exciting. Gemini baby as well.
Oh, yeah, move on. It's not about you, Caitlin. It's about my friend Peter. You're meant to be giving advice to Peter. What's the story? What advice do you give to this young man?
I think, you know, time means nothing in a sort of big relationship. So if he has been with this girl for 6 years and he doesn't see a life with her, then it's time to definitely move on.
Oh, this is tough.
But you can spend 5 minutes with someone and have a better time with them than someone you've spent your whole life with.
Yeah.
But time doesn't really mean anything in a relationship.
I love that, Caitlin, the time. Yeah, because I actually said that to my ex the other day. Ooh. I went, you know, like, when we had a discussion and I was like, you know, time heals everything. I was with him for 5 years and look where I am now, and that was a part of my life, but you grow, you move on, you find your happiness, and now everything's just awesome.
Caitlin.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, Caitlin. You're in a relationship that sounds like you've got great experience.
Yes.